Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Sentient Suit. This file will wrap itself around you until every part of your body is covered and sentient. See, you may not know this, but there are many places outside of Earth that have life. And some of these places are technologically a lot more advanced than us. And what makes it even more interesting is that some of them, a rare few, have been able to combine technology and biology in amazing ways. And one such bit of biotechnology has found its way here. While you are listening to me, distracted by the sound of my voice, it's sneaking toward you. Right now, it is no more than just a tiny, almost imperceptible thing. You probably won't even notice it when it attaches itself to your ankle. No more than a light tingle. Maybe, maybe not. But while you're listening to me being distracted by my voice, that little thing is growing, spreading to cover your whole body, one inch at a time. But it will take a while. Right now it has no more than just 1 foot, as it slowly wraps itself around every part of your foot. It wiggles itself between any hairs, covering the skin so smooth, so thin, that you wouldn't even notice it. It adjusts its coloring to yours, and maybe a slight cool feeling before the material adjusts itself to your temperature, like a ring of cold, followed by a sweet tingling, slowly going over one leg. It moves, grows, fluidly covers your leg all the way up to your knee. And then, as your muscles twitch slightly, it goes over. And it moves further, not quite crawling over your skin. It doesn't tickle. There's no more than a slight sensation of coldness, almost like a breeze over your skin, but so soft that you may not even notice it. The strange tingling spreads itself all the way up to your hips. And then, because the larger it becomes, the easier it moves, it spreads itself to your other leg. Like a waterfall, it flows down your leg faster than before, covering it all the way down to your knee, down your shins, your ankle, and your other foot. And again, it's no more than just a small breeze covering your skin. A light coolness before the material adjusts itself to you. The strange tingling that you might feel in your legs is the suit adapting itself to the sensitivity of your nerves, providing very small bits of sensation to measure how much is communicated. It knows your limits. It knows what feels good and what feels bad. As it spreads all the way over your skin, it also molds itself between your legs, covering. It goes over your ass, touching any sensitive spots, and continues upward. For some reason, near your crotch, it seems to go slower, as if it's trying to absorb, analyze, recognize all the places with a higher concentration of nerves. The strange coolness also moves over your stomach and your back, going slowly but surely up, impossible to resist or remove. You feel it traveling all the way to your chest, slowing down and shaping itself around the places with more nerves. The more sensitive your skin, the slower it moves. It's not surprising that that tingling, even though you have no idea what it really is arousing you. The tingling, exploring, the testing of your nerves, especially between your legs, but everywhere else as well. Around your chest, slowly going over your shoulders, it's now covered almost everything below your neck. As it's moving over your shoulders, swiftly flowing down your arms, just like it did with your other leg. A coolness, a tingling, a spreading and slowing down a little bit around your fingers, as they too are more sensitive. You can easily imagine how it moves around your neck, an invisible shimmering, a tangible tingling. And you feel it slowly starting to wrap itself around your face. It feels too nice to be worried or scared, but you can feel a strange coolness, a tingling spreading itself around your lips, going up to your nose, moving itself around your eyes to cover your eyelids only from one direction, and every little twitch in your face is measured, noticed, analyzed. Every muscle in your body is mapped, is configured to respond to the suit, and it moves up. It moves between all the hairs around your ears and inside. And just a few moments more and it will cover you completely. Once the suit is all the way around you, all I have to do is tell you to drop. and you don't have a choice. Every time I tell you to drop, a wave of pleasure goes through your body, the suit activating itself. It can taste your arousal quite literally. It has formed itself around every fold of your skin, every crevice, every hole. And when you drop deeper, you can't help but feel how it reacts to your arousal. It feeds on your pleasure. And the more aroused you become, the more you feel pleasure, the more the suit activates. This sentient suit is covering your whole body and will remain there for days at least. Every time you get aroused, it will be activated, and it will cause more arousal. It will intensify sensations, touching your skin. It still feels normal, but somehow it is much more intense. The invisible suit covering every part of your skin amplifies sensations in a delicious manner. Every touch, every caress is delicious. And the more you touch, the better the feelings become. And it won't activate while you're just doing normal things. But as soon as you are aroused, it spreads that arousal around your body, touching every erogenous zone you have, teasing you, tempting you to give in. The suit makes sure that you stay aroused for a longer time, that you enjoy the arousal stronger. And you cannot remove it until it falls off. It is biologically bound to your cells. You can no more remove it than you can remove your skin. The only thing that could deactivate it is a reset file. But do you want to? Or do you want to enjoy this teasing, growing pleasure, desiring more? The suit feeds on your arousal, and every orgasm you have makes it stronger, makes it last longer. The more aroused you become, the more the suit knows how to tease you. Every moan, every gasp, every twitch of your muscles gets answered with pleasure, gets responded to with more desire. Sometimes you may feel drained while too aroused, almost exhausted. But the suit will give some energy back as long as you remain aroused. Maybe you'll need a touch to activate it. Maybe just a naughty thought is enough, and you won't be able to control it perfectly either. It could activate wherever you are, whenever you are, as long as you are around. and it's everywhere, inside almost and out. It teases, it activates your nerves, making you feel as if you're being touched without a single touch. It amplifies the feeling of texture, of touch. Everything feels delicious. Everything just grows in intensity. And were you to listen to this again before the suit has faded, it will learn. It will do a full cycle over your body again and become even stronger. Repeated listenings will make the suit so powerful that you'll be edging with a thought. But the question is if you can take it, or if you'll go crazy with desire. Will you lose your mind, or embrace your arousal? In a moment, I will count up and tell you to wake. You may not even remember the suit itself, but it's there. It's covering your whole skin, and you'll feel how sneaky a sentient suit can be. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and 9, 10, wake. Enjoy.